Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, when you imagine a clown, what is brought to mind? Some people are terrified of them, some people love them. David Arquette, formerly of Courtney and David, film producer who you might know, he's in Scream. He has bought the rights to Bozo the Clown, an American clown that, if you like, if a child drew a picture of a clown, that's probably what they draw, you know, like big red nose, big red lips, big red hair. The one that It the Clown is actually based on, I think. The image of it anyway. So Jolly Jingles is with me now, and he is a clown based in the UK. Jolly, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Stephanie.
Really nice to talk to you.
Thank you.
Do you find that people are scared of you? Do you think more people are scared of clowns than is necessary?
Well, you could say that, yes. You could say that more clowns are... more people are scared of clowns more than they need to be.
And why do you think that is?
We do... they're obviously... the films out there that's giving the bad press out, and obviously there's people that obviously don't take it as something that they need to use sensibly. That gift, the gift of making people laugh, the gift of making people enjoy your entertainment.
And what is it about? So I trained as an actor, and we had we used to do clowning workshops where we learned how to be clowns, but it wasn't like Bozo the Clown or circus clowns. It was more that sort of like Italian old school clowns. And then we did some work in the circus, and I've often been quite perplexed by clowns, really. I'm not sure what it is about them that makes me not really... I'm not scared of them, but they also...
It's the unknown entity. You don't know what world you're entering into, and I think that's probably what children generally are frightened of, the unknown entity. Because you get people that are frightened of Santa Claus.
Well, he watches people when they're asleep, which is creepy.
Yeah.
tell me...
What do you do
to train as a clown? Or what is your craft, I guess, apart from just the costume?
Well, you can go to clown college in America. There are clown colleges in America that you can do clownology. But in the UK, I mean, I've had training from other clowns. And obviously in magic, balloons. You do go to clown festivals. I've been to quite a few of those over the years.
And do you have any rules as a clown, like that people might be interested in? Like,
Yeah, definitely.
What are they?
You never use bad language.
Okay, but do you talk?
Well, you do get silent clowns. You get clowns that that talk. When I first started as a clown, I used to have a funny voice, and I don't use that voice now. I use the one I'm using now, and I use that voice sometimes for part of my act now. It's not the whole act, if you know what I mean.
And are you mainly hired for like birthday parties, corporate events?
Yes. Yeah, anything really. I mean, generally children's parties, children's entertainment. I've been doing that now for the past 25 years as a clown. I've been doing it longer than that as a children's entertainer. So,
and you did once clown for the Queen.
I certainly did in 2006, yes.
What was that about?
The Queen's 80th birthday party at Buckingham Palace.
And they booked you to go in and entertain her. Was she entertained?
Well, I was entertaining the guest that was actually attended Buckingham Palace.
Okay.
I didn't actually. I saw the Queen from a distance, but I never actually got to shake her hand.
You didn't put a whoopee cushion under her or something?
No, certainly not. I might be sent to the Tower.
Yeah, well, that's true. I wonder what... There's a perception of clowns, right? Some people think that they're scary, and we know that that's from, like, Stephen King, films like that that make clowns kind of scary, but... Even outside of the fear that, like, they might kill you or bite you or something, it is a bit of a strange thing, isn't it? To have generally a man, you don't see very many female clowns, dressing up in this strange costume and coming into a different event, as you say, the world that's created. What is it in you that drew you to becoming a clown?
you can more or less say, I know this probably sounds a bit strange, sense, but you can almost think, I could almost say that it's more or less chose me. I was a children's entertainer already anyway, and I was asked by a family member who was running an event in a church at the time. And she asked me, would I go and entertain for her her church event? It was the Queen's Jubilee year, and it just snowballed from there, really. People said, oh, you're good at it, in the clown entertainment. That made people laugh, which is the most important thing. And they found me entertaining. And then at that point, I thought, gosh, I must explore the training, like you say before, and explore the do's and don'ts and all the rest of it. And then I knew most of the do's and don'ts anyway, because I was a children's entertainer prior to that. But I wasn't actually dressing up as a clown. I wasn't putting on my slap and my motley.
Do you have rules about like not being seen out of character with the makeup on, or?
No, not really. I mean, I've been recognised before. I was on holiday and somebody recognised me. They said, "Oh," I said, "it was your voice that gave you away."
Oh well, so at least they know you for
your
voice.
You can't really hide. I mean, obviously, even yourselves, people don't see what you look like because you're on the radio. But I bet you've gone to the shops or gone somewhere and somebody's recognised your voice.
From my voice, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so you know, it's the same sort of thing for yourself, isn't it?
What do you think that
you
now?
Can't hide, so.
Now that David Arquette has taken on these rights and he wants to make something with Bozo the Clown, what do you think he could do to change the reputation that clowns get?
Definitely give a positive, fun, spread the laughter. We all need laughter, don't we, in this day and age? Especially with the people suffering from mental illness and anxiety. That laughter is important. And then spread that laughter. That's what we all need. We all need joy. We all need happiness. Everybody seeks it every day. Everybody wants to be loved. Everybody wants to be cared for. And I think show people that clowns are nice people and good people, and we don't want to frighten people. We don't want to make people sad. We want to make people happy. We want to make people feel laughter and lose themselves in a magical moment just for a split second. And that's what I think is more magical.
Do you find it easier or more difficult to entertain children or adults?
Well, the children have got a different perception, obviously, to adults, obviously.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, when I entertain as a clown, I'm entertaining at a child level. I have entertained special needs adults, and I've entertained, obviously, like I say, at Buckingham Palace for the Queen's, and there was adults there. So there's always, you don't know who's going to be the person that you entertain that world that they live in. You know what I mean? That bubble they live in, their world. You've just got to somehow entertain and be universal. I mean, I've been to lots of different events, different faiths, you know, different beliefs. And I'm there to entertain. I'm there to make people enjoy and the entertainment I provide, laughter. I want people just to laugh and just enjoy what I do. That's more important to me.
Do you do anything is all of your stuff in person or did you adapt during COVID? Do you have a social media account or anything where people could find you?
Say that last bit again. Did I adapt?
Do you have to adapt your career, I guess, during COVID? Do you have a social media account or do you anything online?
I am on social media and I obviously got an online, you know, website. But with COVID, I mean, literally everything stopped. A lot of the entertainment industry got hit during COVID, not just clowns. I mean, a lot of people that run the small businesses, and my heart goes out to everybody that got affected by COVID.
Well, jolly jingles, it has been a pleasure to talk to you. Give us your social media handle or your website there in case people want to find you.
Yeah, it's jollyjingles.co.uk. And
very simple.
Go on that's my website. There you go.
Have
I'd love to. Might be one day come to Southern Ireland. That'd be absolutely amazing. Yeah. It's on my bucket list.
Well, we would be absolutely delighted to welcome you and your clownness. Thank you so much and the very best of luck.
Thank you very much.
Jolly Jingles, our favourite News Talk clown.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.